something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From fatherhood to politics, shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-Town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. We gon' laugh, cut up and kick it, and at the end, we leave it with just to lift your spirits. Make you wanna revisit, tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit, old folks say we dig it. Hey, can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what I do.
This is comedian Flame Monroe, and welcome to this week's edition of Laugh and Learn. Today we are here to mostly laugh because I'm tired of teaching y'all. Some of y'all are kind of dumb. Let me just say it. But it's never my flame message. It's just some of you other ones that come over here to you unpaid employees. Hello to my beautiful co-host Bobby Clifford. How are you, Tut?
Hi. How are you doing? Can you believe we're almost there to February? We're 1 month down of winter.
Oh, I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking you talking about the Super Bowl, Bobby. Don't get me all excited. Oh. I'm thinking you talking about the Super Bowl.
I'm talking about the Super Bowl of comedy. I'm all excited I'm going to see you this weekend.
Oh, that's right. So we've been advertised that we will be at Comedy in Harlem for a couple of weeks. I am very proud to say that I want to thank everyone who has purchased tickets because you guys have sold out the three shows that I have, and I appreciate that. As an artist, we love those two words, sold out, because that means cha-ching on the other side. I will have lovelies, and I will have fans, so meet me there. We're going to have a great time. They keep saying, which show going to be the best show? They all going to be the best show, because guess what? Y'all going to be there to see who? Mother!
I can't wait. I can't wait. I really can't. I need a little perk. So I think that is something, talking about winter, that's something that will mark where that we're going towards the other side of it. So woohoo, no snow, no rain. I'm thrilled.
But you might need a diaper because I'm in a mood. I'm going to bring that mood with me to New York.
I'm going to double poise it. I told you, front and back.
Oh, my God. So you guys, come on out. We're going to have a great time. We also want to thank you for helping us to promote Laugh and Learn. You guys, we couldn't do it without you all. We appreciate you all. And to our fantastic producer, Mr. Aaron Howard. Hey, Big A. Let's get into it. It's something else I was supposed to tell y'all, but I just want to get into it. Okay, so Bobby brought it up. I'm thinking she's talking about the Super Bowl. So the Super Bowl is coming in 2 weeks. I'm gravely disappointed in my Detroit Lions. I'm a Chicago fan. I'm from Chicago. But I want, and I like the 49ers, but I have not rocked with the 49ers since the whole Colin Kaepernick debacle. Let me just say that. That don't mean I dislike them. I just ain't rocked with them. But I wanted Detroit to play against Missouri. And Detroit didn't want it as much as I did. Let me tell you what was the problem with that game. The young boys on Detroit got all their young testosterone. But it's kind of like the old fable, Bobby, the tortoise and the hare. They came out running fast, moving fast, and they celebrated too early. They was sankey loading and high-fiving and twerking and TikTok videos and all that. The party is not over until the fat lady sings. And I know the fat lady wasn't singing because me and Bobby was on the phone talking to each other. So
I wasn't singing.
But they celebrated too early, and those old heads on the 49ers were methodical and purposeful. And moved with precision, and they just had it. Those boys in Detroit kept dropping that ball the second half. If y'all have an issue with holding balls, please come and stay at my house for a month. I got some balls that you can hold on to for a whole month. Good God, they kept dropping the ball. Congratulations to Kansas City.
Yeah, woohoo! I will say that's the one good thing about Bill Belichick. You remember, I'm a Patriots girl. Although it's been pretty bad for the past couple of years, but he wouldn't, I mean, there was no celebrating, even at the end of the game, the Super Bowl, and they won it. He'd be saying, well, we got to prepare for next year's first game. They won, how many Super Bowls did they win in the last minute, for the love of God? Yeah. So yeah, it's too bad that, I think it's exactly what you said. It's too bad they didn't pay more attention.
And what I really respected about them old heads, and they let us say, but those boys on San Francisco 49ers, what they did was just what you said, Bobby. They were down to like 22 seconds, mm-hmm. and they were way up about maybe like 14 points. There was no way in hell that Detroit was going to catch them, but they did not take off their jerseys and start celebrating. They kept their cool. They kept their temperament. That is what getting older brings you. It brings you patience.
To know that you can win the game at 22 seconds is like 5 minutes if it's dragged out, right?
Yeah.
Anything can be turned around in that time.
But San Francisco kept their team, and they waited, and they did not celebrate until after that whistle was blown and they had won that game. So kudos to the cool heads and to the cool coach. And Detroit, y'all going to get it next year. Them young boys was hungry, and y'all are defensive, but y'all was forgetting to play defense that second half. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. What you need me to do? I can kick a split. Yeah.
Oh my God, I would have loved that. You and a set of pom poms. Well, a second set of pom poms. That would have been startled. The better team won, or the more prepared, we'll say, won. It doesn't necessarily mean that they were better, but they played the long game. So good for them. Congratulations. February is Black History Month, and we're here.
We are here. Can I ask you a question, Bobby? And you be very honest with me.
Sure.
As an Irish Catholic white woman, and are there any Black historians that mean anything to you personally, honestly?
No, I always loved, oh my God, I'm blanking on his name. Literally the shot that started everything. The first patriot that died way back in the 1700s.
Crispus,
thank you. That was always, I had to do something while I was in school, you know, grammar school or junior high school. I had to do a little project and he was my project. But no, I feel like every year that we have Black History Month, the TV stations and whatnot pick a person. And it's not always an obvious person. And I love that because I learned something new. I learned about Black Wall Street one year, probably 20 years ago. I don't know if it was Channel 2. Channel 2 for us is PBS. And they taught me all about Black Wall Street because I was uninformed on that prior to that. So I always look forward to this month and to learning a little something new about somebody. How about you? Who is your favorite?
Well, not my favorite. I wanted to know what it meant to you as a Caucasian woman, because was there any Black, and I know I wasn't talking about your birth year, 1776. I was talking about modern times that we would know, like, has anybody, you know, not a personal hero for you, but that you really enjoy, that we would know now, a name had touched you in any kind of way, a Black person?
Well, I'm a, of course, he was killed in the 60s, but I'm a 60s babies as far as birth years go. So some people that were talked about in my house were obviously Martin Luther King, RFK, like all of that, the civil rights movement, more forward. Mm-hmm. I always like the people that, so it's people that, everybody already knows about. I like to go back further to the people that actually started stuff.
Yeah.
Where I was uninformed, where they didn't have social media, so they didn't get credit. So no, I would say no one person. I think it's all that movement and how brave they are. We can't get kids to do anything today. I can't imagine having a 15 or a 16, 17, 18 in and around that age going to a lunch counter, knowing that they're probably going to get their brains bashed in, but being brave enough to sit there and take whatever was given to them to try to move the cause forward. I think every person, not necessarily one specific person, anybody that played a role in that was a pretty brave person, and it's important to me. Mm-hmm. I would like to see more of them here today, let me tell you, because we're flat. We're going backwards. I feel like we're going back
absolutely
to the 60s.
Absolutely. My favorite, I would have to say, as have so many. It's in different genres. Like, I love that Martin Luther King stood for civil rights. I didn't like that he stood for nonviolence. That's just not in my DNA. But right, that was a different time, and I understand that. But I love Malcolm X's teachings, because he taught you to remember mm-hmm. that you were Black. Not to be anti anything else, but remember that you are Black. That's why I always say that on my page whenever we talk. Bobby, you're a white woman. I expect you to be pro-white. That don't mean that you're anti anything else, but you're supposed to be pro who you are. And I love King's, you know, my favorite statement from King is, once you accept death, you're free.
Mm-hmm.
But I love James Baldwin. I think my personal favorite, that I don't think nobody really knows because I don't talk about it much, but I read so many of his books, was Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali, mm-hmm. to me, was a champion visionary, because he knew what was happening. He was unafraid to say it, even though they stripped him in his prime. He could have been so much more than what he was, but he never forgot that he was a Black man under all the accomplishments, all the things that told him he was or he wasn't. He was a proud Black man. And I think that, to me, for me, especially who I am and how I take my stand, just means the most to me, because I am proud of who I am, what I am, how I speak. And I don't reach out to tear other people down, but I'm very proud of what I am and who I am. So I think that's my personal favorite, Muhammad Ali. But it's
yeah,
so
he
many,
was
Bobby.
Pretty impactful. My father loved, he idolized Muhammad Ali. I will say, because my dad's not here right now for me to ask, but did he actually understand the impact that had and what the impact was meant for? I don't know if white people, everyday white people, not people in power who might have had more education or more information, I don't know if they really understood why he did what he did. In later years, I'm sure my dad did, but I wonder at the time, did he understand why he was giving it up and why it was important? I wish we there was more rhetoric at the time to explain that to people, because they really would have understood what the sacrifice was then.
I'm telling you what I really admired about him. I loved his vanity. He said, I'm a pretty man, and he meant it. Yeah. I'm telling you. Because I tell myself all the time, I'm a pretty bitch, baby. I know what he means. I loved what he was. I hate what he went through. And I understand being ostracized, even from your own people. Because I know that. I live that. But I loved the strength, the inner strength that he had, that he showed outwardly. But I'm sure there were days and times that it broke him. I know that.
Oh, I'm sure. And to have, when you had it all, when you had the world by the balls and you knowingly gave it up. And I don't know even if his own people at the time realized what a sacrifice that was that he was doing. He was putting the purpose ahead of self, which is so incredibly giving. And the same with Muhammad Ali. I understand why he didn't want to strike. Because they didn't want, that's all people. It's like when you get the trolls, right? Not you, people. They get and they give more attention to the troll. Like, ignoring them is the best thing you could do. And he started the movement. You might not agree with everything he did, not you, everybody, but he got the movement started by his action and not being retaliatory. So
yeah,
pretty brave man.
So many, but we're going to try to acknowledge quite a few each week, y'all, because that's what we want to do. Some of the names that you will know, some names that you have not known, but we damn sure going to make sure we throw a woman in, a Fannie Lou Hamer, a Hattie McDaniel, because you don't always have to be a freedom fighter to be a game changer. Hattie McDaniel was a game changer and a pillar of strength that she went to an Oscar and won that we couldn't even go into unless we were serving. She came through the back door to give her speech and was escorted out the back door after giving a speech that had to be pre-approved by the Academy for her to say, because they didn't want her to say anything offensive. And she with grace and dignity, and she still cried because she knew the accomplishment that she had made not only for herself, but for her people. So yeah, we listen, all month we're gonna touch on something. So I'm glad Bobby's gonna be here with me all month to do it. Where are we going, Bobby Clifford?
So somebody that I would love to mention, and she was the absolute epitome of a triple threat. Cheetah Rivera died at 91 after a brief illness. So I'm glad she didn't suffer too much. But this is a lady who could sing, dance, act. She was unbelievable.
Yeah, speaking of, Black history, because she's a Latino woman, that's not necessarily black, but that is minority.
She is a little black, believe it or not. She's Irish and Scottish and black. That was one side, and then Puerto Rican on the other.
Well, she was a firecracker, baby, and so talented. Yeah. And as a drag performer, so many of us have done Kiss of the Spider Woman, which she made famous. She made a bunch of plays famous. That's Chicago. But Kiss of the Spider Woman was one that we really knew her for, and she was amazing. She lived to be 91. That is grand, grand, grand. She was a Broadway legend, a Broadway diva, and a theater screen. Like you said, Bobby, she was a triple threat. And mind you, this was back when Latino women or Latino performers were as invisible or more invisible than black performers.
Right. Just unbelievable. And what I love about it, I always think of her with Rita Moreno in West Side Story. She had her mind, just like Rita, like sharp. To live to be 91, like what a blessing. And to have your mind that whole time is what a gift to us. So I hope that we see a few shows or something coming up to honor her. That will be really exciting.
Minute, Bobby. I got a problem. I got an issue with what you just said. So you're saying that when I'm 91, I'm not going to know how to change my own pamper. I'm just asking.
Well, you won't have a lot of friends if you don't, except for the flies. But no, I think it's a pretty unbelievable gift to have your own mind. My grandfather was 98 and a half and was sharp up until I'd say the last month or so of his life, and what a gift that was. Although in some ways I say that, and then in other ways he had two grandchildren pass away and he never understood why it wasn't him. So sometimes it can be a gift and a curse at the same time.
Yeah.
So.
Whew. Well, rest in peace,
Cheetah. Absolutely.
Hey girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you see that? I love seeing people who are young enough to enjoy it. Adam Sandler is going to get the People's Icon Award at the People's Choice. I thought that's pretty nice because he's just in his 50s. So I like when they're doing it and they're not like, you know, rolling them in.
I'm glad that Adam Sandler is back on the scene. I always liked his movies.
Me too. And they always have like a family funny. There's a lesson in them. He's just naturally funny. Like I love him on an interview. He's kind of shy. Like he comes across a little shy, which is shocking to me. I always think of funny people as having like super big personalities, but not necessarily.
Mm. That means he might be a little perverted on the other side.
Okay, well, I don't know. That I don't know. But so we're starting to see some AI stuff come out. So speaking about funny people, George Carlin's estate is filing a lawsuit over, they're releasing a comedy special. They say that they somehow had in the can or something like that. And it's I guess it's all AI. So we'll see what actually, this is going to be one of the first lawsuits we see, right? So let's see what actually happens.
Way
in
the future. Let me tell you about AI. Elon Musk, the inventor of Tesla, the car that's supposed to drive you home and sometimes forget to, has just implanted a chip in somebody that was paraplegic head. It's supposed to help them. I believe that it probably will help them. But baby, you ain't worked the kinks out the Tesla yet. I might have to wait on that one. I don't know.
Woo, honest to God. Imagine the faith. So I was thinking about that when I heard it. And I have to say, I don't have a lot of information on it other than exactly what you just said. But the faith that person has to have somebody go into their brain with a chip, and exactly what you said, he hasn't got the cars down right for the love of God, and they're putting something in their head. But I mean, some of this technology can be for good too. So something that I see, so I work at a hospital in Boston, and one of the things that AI is going to do supposedly that will help the physicians is help them write their notes. So they'll be able to write a note within like a minute and a half, something that used to take 30 minutes to an hour to do. So it can be used for good or evil, I guess, is what you would say. Well, let's see what happens.
I'm not paraplegic, and I swear to God, I hope the Lord Jesus, I never am.
Oh, God, put that out there.
No, I'm saying that. I'm just saying that I hope that it really does help people like that, because like with Stephen Hawking, as brilliant as he was, you know, he had to blow through the thing to make the wheelchair go and all of that. So I know that technology moves forward. It's just some of this stuff just, I don't know if we're dinosaurs, Bobby, and it just seems a little too scary for us, but it just seems so Frankensteinish to me.
Yeah, no, it's, well, because everything is new, right? So even you just mentioned Stephen Hawking. Think prior to that, that him being able to move it with his mouth and having some sort of semblance of independence, you weren't able. So even, you know, being able to use that mouthpiece, that was some sort of technology. I struggle with it too. And I think part of it is because I don't have a tech brain, so I don't get it. So when you don't understand something, it's the same reason I'm not crazy about flying in an airplane, because I don't have the control. But, let's hope that, you know, smarter heads prevail and they figure this out. I'm sorry though, with the Elon Musk thing, I'd be a little nervous with his chip in my brain.
Let me tell you something. The richer he gets, the more funny looking he gets.
Right? I
would tell him, you can put a chip in my head when you go back to just the 1 billion, because he ain't got so many billion. Good God.
I mean, he was a good looking guy starting out, and not that he's not, he just gets a little odder, or there's a little twinkle in his eye that I don't like. I don't know. He gets a little stranger. Something that I saw that I think that there's going to be more out is that Murdaugh, he was looking for another trial because of that clerk. He felt the clerk had tainted the jury's, opinions. And it turns out the judge calls them forward. The very first person that she pulled said that clerk did, but yet she didn't find enough to give him a new trial. So I think we're going to see a little bit more about that. There's been very little that's come out, or maybe they're not. Maybe they're going to raise it up to
Here's my philosophy about Murdaugh with this whole court case that he's looking for a way out. You should have found another way out before you took the way out. That's what you should have done. If you can come up with all the resolves on why you should have another case, on what they made wrong, you should have found another way, opposed to killing your fucking family. You should have looked for another way on there. So no, I'm not. No, no, no.
Yeah. Oh, go to rehab.
That's it.
Yeah, go to rehab.
Go to prison. Throw away the key. No. Go. Do not collect $200 because that was your problem. You kept collecting everybody's $200.
Oh, I know, right? And spending it. It's so amazing to me that I knew somebody else that on a much smaller scale that happened to where the attorney was spending money. I can't believe that you, vice versa. I can't believe that the person getting the monies leaves it with the attorney. And I can't believe that the attorney can spend it without the consent of the person that they got it for. That seems so crazy to me. But before, yes, I'm with you. Before he went and he killed his family, no. Go to rehab, divorce her.
You found a way to, you keep coming up with all these resolves to keep you out of prison. Why didn't you come up with a resolve to not murder your family? You know, don't show me all these different scenarios now when you couldn't show me no scenario and you went mm-hmm. and did the ultimate. Oh my God, you killed your family. So, and there's no other way to say it nicely. You killed your family. Period.
Yeah. It's just so, like, and I don't know how that remaining son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no. So yeah, let's get off him because I just got mad. Okay, I want to drive down there to prison where he had to hit him right now.
Well, let's go to something a little heavier that I'm not too happy about. So we know that we've had a lot of unrest in the Middle East lately, and we have been desperately. President Biden has been trying to stay on the periphery because we don't want the Americans involved too heavy or get into a war. But it looks like we're being told it was a drone strike. Well, there was a drone strike, not that we're being told. We're being told that it was by Iran backed, and we lost 3 Georgia troops, 2 women and a man, which is devastating to me.
Yeah, and 37 injured. Now, Bobby, I'm not going to even throw out my conspiracy theory right here. First of all, I want to say condolences to the family.
Right.
And every time they show the parents of those people, and because President Biden called the parents today, and they just broke down. And I don't care what race you are. I don't even care if you're racist. When you lose a child, that hurts. And to see somebody's agony of losing their child, mm-hmm. I know it affects you because you still have a heart. You can be the most racist, hateful person in the world. But I'm sure that has affected all of us because all you can think about is losing your child. And that those kids were serving in the military. So hats off to them for serving the country. Prayers to the family. It is very scary. But I hope this does not send us into war. Oh, my God, Bobby. And I swear it looks like that is where we are headed.
Well, you know, I love all of the like Congress and the Senate and all the talking heads are coming forward. And well, first of all, I don't understand why Biden is giving like a warning. Something is coming. He hasn't decided what it is, but now he has decided. Don't
you know,
we just do it?
Old, he got to rev it up. He got to rev it up. He can't just come out. He got to set it up.
I think you just need to go and you need to, whatever it is, you need to be sure that know what you're getting into. Because we are going to have consequences. We have been so blessed that we've been kept, especially on our soil, have been kept out of the war, other than a few terrorist attacks, which I'm not downgrading them. But some countries, if you go to the Middle East, if you go to Gaza or Israel or Syria, these countries have war constantly going on, and we've been blessed that we haven't had that. But just hit them. Whatever it is that you think you need to do, go ahead and do it. I don't think we give them a warning. It's like in a hide and go seek when you said, I'm coming. It's implied.
Is those the words that you use in hide and go seek? I thought those were words you use. Oh, okay. Ooh.
But I hope they
those
do.
Those words that you use for something else, Bobby. See?
No, you dirty bird.
Damn, show the dirty bird, Bobby. No question about it.
I hope he does it quickly. I hope whatever it is, it hits him, it cuts him at the knees so they realize that we're serious. And then we kind of just move on.
I hope we don't go to war. We're already at war with ourselves. That's where I hope we don't go to war with ourselves.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, two of these kids were just in their 20s. And then the way that you had started it, which is right, they're saying between 30 and 40 people are injured. Those people, God knows how seriously they're injured. You know, like they could be, we're talking about paraplegia. God knows what's going on with those poor people. So my heart goes out to them as well.
Yeah. Prayer. Okay, Bobby. I know what I want to talk about. I want to talk about E. Jean Carroll and what she's going to send me. out of that $85 million settlement.
They seem so positive. Oh, go ahead.
She's going to get the money or not. Hopefully she will. But I love the fact that the judge just did not fall in line like everybody else is just falling in line and kissing the ring. That the judge really went after Trump because he won't stop at his mouth and his language. And he is keep attacking this woman. This woman has gotten death threats and woo-woo. So I love that hopefully he set an example. Of course, I knew they were going to appeal it. But I do believe that this woman is going to walk away with a big payday, and he's going to walk away with a spanking on his behind, Trump, which he definitely deserves. Because he's so disrespectful to the court system,
right?
To everybody, and to this woman. And it happened a long time ago, but the way he's going after her for him to keep hollering, I didn't know her. I've never met her. She's not my type. Your type is a heartbeat.
Right. I love that at her age that she's still doing it and that she's been brave enough and that she's come forward. What I loved is she was on, I don't know if you saw her on George Stephanopoulos. It must've been Good Morning America that she was on. And she said what she's going to do with the money is something that Trump would actually hate. That's what she wants to do.
She wants to use Trump Tower and start something for women.
That he abused. So she's alluding to, she's not the first one. Which is pretty prolific when you think about it, that there was a president this is the mess. We not only have somebody running for president and a prior president that has a mugshot, how humiliating is that? But now all of this is going on, but somehow the other side will weaponize this for him and he'll get somehow more votes, more support, more whatever. I don't know. I don't get it. It's just absolutely crazy. It's sort of the world we're living in, but it's absolutely crazy. But yay, E. Jean Carroll. And if you noticed, he's been a little quiet, Flame. Did you hear him screaming about this one?
Well, let me tell you something, Bobby. It hit you in your pocket. But I didn't hear him screaming about this one, but let me tell you what I heard him screaming about this weekend that had me mortified, Bobby, and as a black person in this America, had me shook to my core. He said, and I think he used the wrong word, but he said that he was going to give all the police in this country indemnity, which means that they can George Floyd as many black and brown people as they want to, or white folks, because police kill white people too. I hope y'all don't think that they don't. They kill white people too, just not as much, and it's never really televised unless it's serious. And there will be no consequences. So,
adrenaline.
Oh, my God, Bobby, that was a dog whistle to say, put me in office and I'm going to give you free reign to do whatever you want to do. That's all that said to me. Well, we got assholes like Tim Scott and these stupid-ass black people talking about voting for this fool. He has no politics. He has never done anything for black people. Not to say that Biden has jumped over the river and through the moon either, but he's trying. He's doing student loans. Biden is doing stuff for the American people. It's not just about black people. And I'm saying this as a black person. But this one here wants to incite racism and riots and hate and fear, and which he does. And it is mind-boggling for people to hear what he said, Bobby. When I heard him say that, Bobby, I was reading the lines for an audition. And when he said it, it was like the whole room stopped. Everything stopped moving. And I had to go rewind the TV so I could hear him say it again.
Isn't it, I think we've spoken about this before, isn't it though, what he wants? So he's only putting into words what he thinks a president should get. A president should be able to, they don't care if he mows people down in the streets, if he declares war, he should have the power to do everything, and he should have absolutely, as the president, no consequences. So I feel like he's almost just putting into power what he's hoping for himself. He's just letting us get our feet wet with it. So when he becomes the dictator for the day and he makes that happen for himself, you know, we're not surprised. But you started it off by saying, can you believe he's telling us who he is? And they're still gonna put him into put him in the seat if they can.
We have an episode from maybe a month ago, maybe a little bit over, called "This Country Rewards Bad Behavior," and y'all keep proving it. Good God. Bobby, I just want to mention this before we go back to politics. So there's a man in Pennsylvania tonight that showed the story just a while ago. His father worked for the government. He's a younger man, too, maybe in his 30s. He was unhappy with Biden. He's unhappy with the government. He said that his father was a traitor. He decapitated his own father and put it on live, put it on video.
I saw that.
And it's on YouTube for 14 minutes. But I say the word tranny and you shut my pay. This is the world we live in, Bobby Clifford. Who cuts their father's heads off? Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? They're hoping he was dead. They were hoping he's dead. The coroner is still. I saw that. That's the one thing that I saw today. And the guy is, did you see his mugshot?
He looked crazy.
Strange looking, happy. Teeny tiny ears that are like pasted to his head, bless his heart. And his mom had to come in and find the dad like that. Now, can you imagine it ever would have hit her head that gone into her mind that it was her son that did it? I can't even.
Okay, the act of killing, hopefully that was
bad enough itself.
But to sit for 14 minutes and hold your father's head in your hand that ranting. You cut off to talk to people to get likes or views or clicks. This world that we're living in, I would just watch Noah this weekend. God, whatever you're going to do, you need to do it fast. God,
woo! What does it say, Flame, about the 5,000 views, people, that watched it for 14 minutes? Right?
What does it say about Meta leaving it up past right? 1 second?
And they were all in, court. Speaking of, supposedly the other part of the clip that I saw, the end part of the clip is that YouTube was actually watching it, strictly policing it to make sure you don't put it up because you had screenshotted it and that you don't put it up. I think they have to get a little tighter with all their stuff because this is absolutely crazy.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
Old these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It looks like both Fannie Miller and her prosecutor that she supposedly had the affair with are going to they've been subpoenaed, so they're going to have to go to court. I'm a little disappointed
okay,
about
Fannie
that.
Lewis. Okay, she hired a lover. Yeah. He made money.
Oh, Willis. Yes, I said Miller. Sorry.
Fannie Willis. Yeah, whatever she did. Okay, she paid for some lapinas. Y'all ex-president, who y'all love so much and about to put back in office, said he can grab women by the vaginas and nothing ain't going to happen, and nothing has happened. So I'm just trying to figure out what's the difference. At least this one was consensual because he said that he would just grab you.
Yeah.
He didn't say he would ask.
No, I don't. I think he's just, what it is he's looking for any way, Flame. So it doesn't make a difference. I will say this is a super smart person. And I am assuming that Nathan Wade, who is her prosecutor, that he's a super smart person. Why they didn't just disclose it? Like, you go in with the judge and you just write it down, you know, like, so they're aware of it, so there's no impropriety. I don't know. I think when you get a little sneaky, I don't think it has anything to do with the case, but it's just the look of, you know, so.
So what you saying that Amy Roebuck and what was the guy's name?
Yes. Had they disclosed? Now there's what so I think Nathan Wade, the problem is, and maybe the stink is his soon to be ex-wife. I believe he was married and it was an affair, and so it's got a bad look to it. It really has nothing to do with the Trump case. So, but you know, it's enough. He's scratching at the walls trying to figure out ways that he doesn't have to go to court himself. Do I think it's going to stop things? I don't think it's going to stop the proceedings or anything. Will Fani be the one that's going to be over it? Maybe not. Or will he be the one that will be proceeding it? You know, like, I don't know. I don't know if that's the case, but I hate that we're even having to talk about it. It's a little disappointing. And well, he had 14 allies too.
Yeah. They're trying to find every distraction that they can.
That's right.
To discredit President Joe Biden. We already know that anything on his watch that they can make look bad, they are going to enhance it and magnify it 20 times. So it'll look triple bad, including this border patrol.
That's what I was going to say. And speaking of,
So, Bobby, you explained something to me that I didn't even know. Now, what was the deal with this whole, for
27 to 30 years, we all know that there's been a problem with immigration. Is it at its height right now? It absolutely is the worst it's ever been. That said, though, going in, President Biden, on day one, just like he had turned around trans stuff and he turned around a whole bunch of stuff and tried to undo it day one that had been done in the prior team, he put in a bill for immigration for the border, exactly what we're talking about. And then it sat and collected dust over the past 2.5 years because the other side didn't want to work on it. Now, I don't know if they took that and they used that framework, but the Senate, in a bipartisan effort, which I think is terrific, and it is so telling. And people that we heard, like Lindsey Graham, that has been nothing but a turnoff with Biden, they have come together and said, this is the best deal that we're ever going to get. And the people who listen to the dog whistle, you know, as you used that expression earlier with Donald Trump, because he wants to campaign on immigration, he's shutting it down, and their chances are it's not going to get voted against positively when it reaches the House.
Yeah, because he wants it on his watch so that he can say it was his great idea. But remember, that was his whole campaign to get in office the first time, that he was going to build this wall that we're still waiting on. And
Mexico's going to pay.
Yeah, Mexico ain't doing nothing. They're paying all right. They're coming right over here making money and paying taxes. that's what they're doing. So they're paying taxes, something that he doesn't do. And why? Because he said, because I'm smart. No, because you're foul. Bobby, let me stop, because you know I want to go out to the orange man.
Yeah. No, so I'm hoping that we only need, you know, Mitt Romney, who was a governor of my state, he is part of the GOP, came out and said how disgraceful it was. I'm hoping we have more. Now, Mitt's going to be actually giving up his seat. This is his last term. I'm hoping we have more people who are brave enough on the GOP side, who are disgusted enough with what's happening at the border, to actually come forward and sign on to it so that it actually passes. That's what I've got my fingers and toes. And even if you get just a small percentage of Trumpers, a couple of them that are actually hearing what he's saying, he would rather the economy fail. He would rather the immigration implode. I'm hoping to God that even a few of those actually hear him and listen to what he's actually saying and change their mind. Vote for Nikki Haley. Do whatever you're going to do.
Yeah. Well,
because this is a mess.
Before we leave, I want to give a shout out to Jess Hilarious, who was just given the job as the third host on The Breakfast Club. She got the permanent spot. Congratulations, Jess. You know I'm a fan. We never met, but we had interactions doing a whole big debacle earlier in last year. And I'm so proud of her. She worked diligently for that job, and I think she deserves it. I think she's going to take a Breakfast Club in a different direction, and it's going to be good. So congratulations to her. We like to see people win.
I do too.
Over there. And you work for iHeart, and so do we. So we appreciate it.
Yay! And we like girls.
Well, depends on, well, my girls look like boys until they get naked. Anyway,
oh my God, you're too funny. You're too funny.
I'm gonna see how funny we're gonna be this weekend at Comedy in Harlem, ladies and gentlemen. There are 3 sold out shows. I got some big wigs coming through, including my co-host Bobby Clifford. We are going to have such a great time. I'm trying to be in a good mood. I hope my kids be on their best behavior. I may not answer the phone, so I won't find out till Sunday, no damn way. You guys come on out with us and have a great time. If you're very sensitive to things that you don't, that hurt my feelings and woo-woo, you might not want to come and see me, because God damn it, ain't nothing off limits for me this weekend. But we will play at the end of each set. If you're not afraid to ask it, I'm not afraid to answer it. People seem to love that, and y'all can go for the gusto. A question you want to ask, that is your perfect opportunity to ask me. We thank you for joining us here this week on Laugh and Learn, and we will not leave this podcast this week without our famous motto. Here at Laugh and Learn, we are not trying to get you to change your mind. We are only trying to get you to use your mind. Because why, Bobby?
Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
And so is a vote. So make sure that you are voting for your present, not your future. The future looks very dark. Not your past. We already know what that was. It's the shit you live in right now that you need to make the changes to, including in this country. Because sometimes some of the decisions that the big wigs that we have put these people in office that are making are detrimental to all of us. You just think they bother you. But if you're not part of that 1% that kiss my ass money, it affects you. And a lot of us don't have that kiss my ass money.
Please, I don't even have lick the floor money, for the love of God. Never mind, I'm not high enough to kiss an ass money. And your vote counts. Your one vote counts, everybody. We need it. Don't stay home. We have people like RFK Jr. He's not even talking about running as a libertarian. So he's gonna take away from Biden. Vote, vote, vote. Get out. Get your grandmother out there to vote. Get your crazy aunt. Put him in a van. Go vote.
Yeah. Okay, Bobby Clifford, thank you so much for being a part of Laugh and Learn. I get the best, and you see the comments on Coffee Time every morning.
Aww.
You guys know I do Coffee Time every morning. I did not do it. Well, I did do it shortly this morning, but I don't do it on Sunday. And Bobby and I have an interview coming up on Saturday, and we're probably going to try to get Aaron to drop it on Monday before we take our regular Laugh and Learn. It's with the person named King who was on the Coffee Time. They detransitioned after living as a trans woman for 11 years. It took them 4 years to detransition. When you hear the story is powerful. But I want you guys to tune in and listen to the story. You know Bobby's going to have a million questions, and I'm going to be listening because I want to know too. I'm a trans person, but I want to know why you were pushed into becoming a trans and what made you decide that you wanted to stop. I am intrigued to know that because I don't have that dilemma, but I'm intrigued to understand it from this person's perspective. So you guys join us for that. As again, we thank you so much. Have a great week. I will see you all in New York this weekend. Bobby Clifford Tooth, I want to see you in your rap this weekend, dear. She's going to wear her faux fur wrap. We can't say it's a real fur.
Yes, very cute.
Fur. But it's very cute. Okay. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you, Aaron. We will see you guys next week. Remember to tell your friends to follow Bobby Clifford at Clifford Bobby on Instagram and Bobby Clifford on Facebook. And across all social medias, I am Flame Monroe, except on Instagram. I'm Monroe.Flame until I get my old page back. So don't forget, Monroe.Flame. That Monroe Flame page is still there, but I have no control over it. See you guys on Coffee Time every day on YouTube. Like, share, subscribe. Thank you for keeping staying with us, and I'm out. Peace.
Don't miss an episode of Laugh and Learn. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Laugh and Learn Podcast is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. Our theme music is by the one and only Chrissy Payne. Thank you, guys. This is Flame Monroe. Don't forget to laugh, listen, and learn.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men. How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.